Hoverboards were one of the hottest gifts this past holiday season, but colleges around the country have banned hoverboards in residence halls after some caught fire while being charged. WUSF's Mark Schreiner reports on how the University of South Florida is handling the issue.
While no fires have been reported so far on any of USF's campuses, school officials are keeping a close eye on the self-propelled gadgets. Students moving back into residence halls were told about the dangers of charging not only hoverboards, but all electronic devices. At the same time, USF's Director for Environmental Health and Safety, Beverly Daly, noticed something during the first days of the new semester.
The number of hoverboards that I have seen on campus seems to be reduced from what we saw at the end of the fall. I don't have a reason for this other than to wonder if people could not bring them back to campus based on the airline restrictions, or if they had their own personal concerns about the devices and left them at home.
Almost all major U.S. airlines have banned hoverboards over concerns about their batteries. Daly says USF will continue monitoring the situation and take action if need be. Mark Schreiner, WUSF 89.7 News.